And don't forget to press the record button.
I just did.
I know.
This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in the attendance today meeting that is a member of an agency of a law enforcement agency or public agency, a federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the business decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance of today's meeting that is a member of an agency of the law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the decisions for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of a law enforcement agency or a public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to business for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territorial United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Denise, you want to do the other thing?
Sure. So I just sent you Karen's link in case you need it for any reason. Let's get Karen's software presentation on the screen while we're introducing her, if you wouldn't mind. Tonight, we have an esteemed guest. Karen is here from North Carolina, and she's been so diligent. She's one of our great patriots that's been working very hard with Model County, and she's taken a lot of slings and arrows, so we kind of all know about that. And North Carolina, the stand-up software is here for us to get a presentation on, and if we like it, Karen's about to make us an offer. So take it away, Karen.
Thank you for having me on tonight. Look forward to sharing with you the stand-up software and how this can fast propel Assembly and the growth. So our goal is to assist Assemblies in bringing people home. And the two items tonight to present are the document generator and the land recording office. Let me know if any time my internet's buffering and I need to turn it off. Is everybody able to see my screen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to review these two pieces of software tonight, and I'll show you exactly how it works. The document generator is for the public to use, and it's absolutely free. The land recording office is on the back of your website. So the first part on the generator is for the documents. So these two pieces of software work hand in hand. It's an interface where the generator is on the front side, the public side of your website. And this is where the U.S. citizens come in and enter their information. The land recording office is where those documents, or actually the records, will be entered in. And so these are the building blocks for your state database as well. So the first part, this is an example of what we use on the local county website that I have. And this is basically the front face of the document generator. You can custom make this any way you would like. This is certainly where you can be creative and show people how simple it is to correct your status. So I'm going to give you a little audio of what ours actually looks like, video, because many times if people can see what it looks like before they get there, then they feel comfortable with the process. So we'll see if this hyperlink will work for us. First, of course, you add your email address. This opens up an account to your website. This is a valuable part because when people enter their information, they may not enter all of it. They'll need to return and enter the rest of their information before they. The part of this four parts to it. You can either do the 1779 and your first and second witness, or you can do the total 928. Easy process. And then you select the date that you would want to autograph. This is the cover. So it's a very simple video showing you what this looks like. Then we go back to presentation. Just to summarize, they create the account, they add information, they submit, and once they submit their information, it goes into a zip file that they will receive in their email. They get to open the zip file, review their documents, then they can forward that to the recording secretary to be sure that everything is in order. Then the recording secretary will send that zip file back to them, and then they can proceed to autograph their documents. And this is easy because the document generator is available 24/7. It's on your website. You can use that for outreach tools. They simply open an account. They can return at any time to update their information. It does not cost them anything to generate their paperwork because it comes in on your county website. And it's repeatable, so they need to go back in a month or so and update their information. All of it's still there. And then that actually, all of this helps to build your assembly because people are coming in on the county side. Just imagine some of the things that you could use. You could, ahead of the generator, you could put a form to get to know a person so that we don't have people coming in that are perhaps not ready to correct their status. And you can also create your own video, the example that you saw. You can also add a PDF explaining why the documents are needed. You can also share this with other counties. So did you hear what I said? You can allow other counties to use your document generator. This is not specific for just Clark County. This helps build your state assembly. You can use this for outreach. This is the way to populate your state by using your local county connections. And the good thing is you get to know all your ASNs. So here's one of the forms that is used. This is if you have any recording secretaries on tonight, you can look at this form here. So the information added is in red, so it's easy to review. And once the recording secretary looks over this, changes perhaps the county, then she turns everything into black, emails it back to the people that are trying to correct their status. And, of course, this form is set up for North Carolina. You would actually have Clark County, Nevada, as your state. And so that would be your database, your documents, that would be on your document generator. And then, of course, you could also add instructions when you email the zip file back so that the people know exactly how to take their documents and have them notarized with the correct ink color, fingerprint, and make sure everything is in order. So that is the document generator. Are there any questions on that part of the software before we go to the land recording office? Okay, no questions. All right, let's roll on then.
Pretty straightforward.
Yes, it is pretty simple. That's what makes it so nice for the public to come in and realize that this should not be complicated. There shouldn't be any roadblocks to getting your papers.
Right.
The land recording office, this is the other side of the interface. This is where your onboarding team on your county and your state work together. Your recording secretaries will receive the documents that are all finalized and with a recording number on it. They will upload those records and identify them by type. This is on the back side of your website. The recording manager would review those records and correct the status. So let's see what this looks like in a little bit more detail. Here's your Jane Doe, the zip file that's been received to the recording secretaries. She is going into the LRO, and of course, as you well know, when the county owns their own LRO, they who has access. So nobody's going to be kicking out your recording secretaries, and nobody's going to be roadblocking you. Only your administrators. And there will be a traffic record of knowing who's coming in and who's changing. So this is the first document for individuals, where you get to add documents to the general records. And just reviewing this quickly, this is the, you have an active queue, so you actually enter new information for a new ASN, and then you have all of these options on the LRO to be able to add documents, edit them, or put add over on the top of them. This is what it looks like when you're entering for the first time a new people. You add their name and their information, and so it's a basic database that's started. And then this is where you drag and drop the files here. It's very simple, clean, easy to navigate. It's not going to require a great deal of training for your recording secretaries, and in just a short period of time, they will feel very confident in this process. And then, of course, that once they are in the queue, then you get to come in and select that one. Your recording manager would actually come in, review these documents for the final time, or they are actually get to change their status. So that is the two pieces of software from StandUp. We think this makes it a very seamless interface, helps get our assemblies established, you know exactly who's coming, and make sure that all the records are in order. So also just to give you a teaser of what StandUp is looking forward to doing, we also look forward to having power tools such as a calendar that would have all of your meeting links in one place. This would be a calendar that is stored on your website, and you could have a federation calendar as well as a state calendar and even a county calendar. All your meeting links would be stored right there. In addition, a lot of people are excited about the meetings platform, where you would be able to record directly to your website without having to worry if Zoom or WebEx has recorded for you. And then the recordings power tool is the recordings would be automatically located on your website. And then, last but not least, a few more power tools that people have given us ideas for. There would be your juror database, where you would be able to look at your jurors so to make sure there would be no conflict before they're called for a court case. The ballot machine is always a simple way to provide a platform for people that are running for office and to have the transparent voting process. The Rolodex would be where you could find people without having to track down for all kinds of things. And then, of course, the General Assembly database. There's many different ways that we can use technology to make our lives easier. And so StandUp is here. We're listening to the problems, and we believe that when we work together, we can find those solutions. And this is an invitation to collaborate and to bring ideas forward. Join StandUp. We invite you to come. We'd love to have your skills and expertise. There's our website here. There's an email. Take a screenshot of that, or you can always see Denise. I'm sure she has a contact for me. So you're wondering, what is this going to cost? This is like Christmas for everybody, right? Well, I hate to tell you, it's going to cost you an awful lot, but I got the world's best deal for you tonight. What I'm looking for from Clark County, Nevada, a mutually beneficial exchange. We're looking for feedback on the generator and the LRO. We want to find out how it's working for you. We also would love for you to be willing to share your assembly documents with us that will assist other assemblies, because we believe that Stand Up, the name is catchy, but also we believe that we can be a center hub for other assemblies that need help. And these documents, handbooks, any type of paperwork that fits can assist other assemblies with standing up, we believe that they should be easy to download, them to edit, adjust it, and make it their own. And then, of course, the development of power tools, we think that can be very beneficial to other assemblies. And we're looking for you to share your skills, expertise, and knowledge with us. So the cost is be an affiliate, be the first to test these new tools. This is, we are just now starting to release Stand Up, and having had a conversation with Denise, she said, I think this crowd might be interested. And so join the team. That's what we're asking for. That's my presentation. Anybody have any questions? Well, that was fairly easy, Denise.
Karen, thank you so much. I've seen this four times, so I'm at a little bit of an advantage than everyone else, but it's got my vote because one of the wonderful features of it is as the model county, we can offer it to other counties. It'll be a perfect way for them to get going right away instead of me emailing them a bunch of, you know, forms and handbooks and doing all that. It'll be right there at their fingertips. And this will get other counties up and running so easily. So I really appreciate your time tonight. And we'll get back to you after our vote. And I hope that you have a really good night. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you, Denise. And you guys can always go to our website and check out the video. And whatever questions we can answer for you, we're glad to answer them.
Karen, thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, so on the agenda, we kind of skipped up to Stand Up. We'll save all the voting for last, right? The banking update. I have some really exciting things. From yesterday, the assembly call, Anna talked about that we're taking over some multi-transnational banks. The Global Bank is working on a user interface to assist with currency exchange. That's one of the holdups. And I understand it. They were trying to make it one page, but it looks like it's going to be two pages. And don't shoot the messenger on this one, but she said it's possible that since the FRNs are so widely counterfeited, we actually may not be able to exchange FRNs. We may have to exchange our AFDs and silver into another currency to then, you know, get to a spendable currency or gold, silver. But the jury's still out on it. So I'm just preparing everybody. She kind of puts these things out. Hopefully they'll pull a rabbit out of a hat, but that's where we're at right now. The exchange process is also going to be for basically anything from rubles to ZIM to all world currencies. And she said one of the Global Bank big announcements for this week is that the 8 African Union nations are coming together. So I grew up in the 80s, right? And all I heard about was how the, you know, Libya was basically a tyrannical nation. Well, no, I find out a little when I'm older is that Gaddafi actually had one of the only world currencies that were gold-backed, as does Syria, and a few other of the nations that our CIA were warring.
And we had to go to war with 9/11.
Yes, the 9/11 war, exactly. So Gaddafi was actually a good guy, but we all grew up hearing he was evil, right? So anyway, the eight African nations are banding together. That's one of the reasons that they have, I guess, a lot of users in Africa for the Burkina Faso. So if you look at her article from, I think, yesterday, look up Burkina Faso and you'll find out about that. And lastly, on the bank, she is predicting liquidity next week for state and county trusts. I know we've heard it before, so can't hold us to it, but she was very confident. So that's my report for the banking. Model County advancements. I think stand-up software is an amazing package. I think we should look at it. But as far as Model County, we had a meeting. We have a meeting coming up next Sunday and then the Sunday after that. So please, we're still, everyone's still invited to those meetings being put on by Louise and Resurgence. The indemnity bond workshop recap. So I did get a few more notes on the indemnity bond. I still have an email with a bunch of questions that Anna said she would try to get to on Friday. I heard it would be 2 days, and I still haven't heard. But I'm hoping she can get to me before Thursday. If she can't get to me before Thursday, I'm going to be given extra time on the coordinator's call to ask my questions for indemnity bond. So here's what I did find out, is that when we all gather up our documents, we're going to send them all up in one box. Everybody's going to have their sealed documents, so you're going to need your account statement back in front of your ASN ID or your paperwork, as well as hopefully a donation, and if she's successful, maybe make an additional donation directly to her. And they opened up a new donation channel, but I want to make sure it's going to her, because 2 days ago we got an email from PKTF that Anna's emails, phone calls, texts, and possibly her pay channel have been compromised. And it's actually coming from someone in the Federation Assemblies. So that's all I can say about it. And I think the best way at this point is to just send these envelopes sealed in a box. I will give them to Keith. He will make sure that they get off to Alaska. And we're going to put everything on bond paper, because that's another thing. She's got to sign the bonds, and then she mails them directly to the debtor. So I'm going to try for 6 debts. What we also found out was there is some levels of odious debt, but it depends on what kind of debt it is. So in my workshop, very quickly, I showed people, I don't want to screen share with Rocky, but I'll just say that on some of my credit card, because I had a couple that were like lines of credit for business, I thought, well, I'll try it. And you can use any home, family, business debt is, you can try for an indemnity bond on it. And I turned my credit card debt into true bills, because credit card debt is not allowable for indemnity bond restitution. However, if you turn it into a true bill, true bills can have the IB applied to them. So if you want to listen to my workshop, I gave you the link on the agenda, let me know. And then June 11th, when we get together at our in-person meeting, everyone's going to bring their envelopes with their stuff in it, and then whatever you want back from Anna, you're going to put in a self-addressed envelope, and then also her a priority mailer for the debtor, so she can throw the indemnity bond in there with your information, your letter, and your statement. Okay. Committees, any committee reports? No committee reports. Okay. nominations. We had kind of said today was the cutoff for nominations, but I haven't gotten a single nomination form from anybody. So if you still want to be in your position, at least if you could just fill that out, because they've been on the last three meeting, with the last three meeting agendas, and please just shoot over to me or Rocky. You've got our emails. On outreach, we have the land committee going, but I'm taking a little break from that for the moment for GFG because we have a lot of other stuff going on right now. And lastly, I'm going to ask for a vote on two things. So can we go to business meeting for a vote on stand-up software or discussion and also the elections handbook?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to close the general meeting, open up the business meeting. And I just wanted to find out from anybody, what did you think of the stand-up software? It's free. It's free because we're an affiliate. Oh, there's a hand up. Oh, Pauline's giving us a thumbs up. Okay, no hand up. And what I love about it is it's really going to streamline the process of getting onboarded. Michelle, yes. Hand up, Michelle. Can you give us your audio? There you go.
There you go. All right.
Hi.
I really liked it. I really like that idea. It seems like instead of going back and forth and just having so much in one place, I think would be really, really helpful. The only thing I would have to do is look over the forms because some people are generating forms that don't give me enough room at the bottom to put my seals and you know, the stamps and everything. But other than that,
they'll be our forms. We'll give her our forms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll make it however you want it to be.
Great. Thank you. I yield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other input on stand-up software?
No, I mean, if it works, like I said, I got people in probably four different states that are trying to do this, and getting them a central place I think would be awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, Michelle, was your LRO access turned back on for FedRecSec?
No. I let Rocky know today. I emailed Terry. I haven't heard from her. I'm sure that she's very busy, but I don't know. I don't know who else.
We all
know
Terry's very busy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm hoping that gets turned on.
Yeah. I'm right in the middle of somebody, and you know, if I don't finish uploading his forms, you know, I've got most of them loaded up, and I clicked that he's a national, but he still needs those for, you know, to be able to get his ID and everything. So it's kind of frustrating.
Thank you for sticking with it. And were you able to get Ashley onboarded?
Have not heard from her.
I thought she...
Last I heard was weeks ago, she was going to send her paperwork, and I have not heard from her.
Okay. All right.
Michelle, is the person you're doing in Nevada or in another state?
That's a federation recording. It's in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Nevada, I'm fine. All my county and state is there, but the federation disappeared. My federation access, so.
No reason for it.
I've heard nothing why or about it. It just surprised me.
Well, I'm sure there is a reason, Denise, but we're not going to go there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me rephrase that. I retract my statement. No good reason for it. How about that? Michelle didn't do anything wrong. Michelle is 1,000,000% good. So,
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's the only person, and that's finishing up what Craig had started. He had started this recording, and we just had to change his name out and put my name in and finish him up.
All right, good.
Is Aaron able to do Federation ones or not?
No, Craig and I were the only Federation in Nevada.
Okay, well, I'll have some more talks with Anna then.
Thank you.
Cool.
Bye.
All right, so can we take a vote on stand-up software? Everybody for stand-up software, do you want to put your hand up? And I'm voting for it, too. Let me put mine up, too. Okay, one.
Okay. What are we voting on?
Stand-up software. It's free.
And it, what it does is it helps. It, there's templates where you can just, the recorders can just download people's names and what have you, and it just cookie cutters it in. It's really, it looks pretty cool. That's just my yield.
Yeah, it's basically what the stand-up software is so that the county or the states can have their own LRO. And by having your own LRO, and you can have it by counties and whatever, is we don't have to worry about the Federation or somebody else stopping our, you know, our accounts or not letting our recording secretaries post their records, that kind of stuff. So that's basically what it does for us.
You mean that's what Michelle's going through right now, that type of thing?
Well, what Michelle, the part on Michelle is she's doing Federation ones. So, like, she's doing Hawaii, which is not Nevada, which if you're a Federation recorder, you can do that. But, you know, it's the problem is getting to be a Federation recorder is a little tougher because they do go through Terry. Anyway, did you count it?
Yeah, we've got 17 yeses.
Okay, everybody put their hand down.
Tomorrow, you don't want stand-up software? Okay, well, anyway, yes. So 17, we have plenty of people saying yes. So do we have any no's? So everyone put your hands down. Oh, including mine. Are any no's for software? No no's for software? What about abstain? Abstain for software. Okay, no abstain. All right, so let's go to the elections handbook. Oh, sure, Michelle, go ahead.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that all the recording secretaries have to use it, does it? Or is it just optional for us to use it?
Okay. What? One of the features that will be coming on very soon with the stand-up is E-Verify. And the Federation LRO has the E-Verify. That's how the Leos and stuff can look us up on there. And now, we're not saying that we're not going to use a Federation LRO because we can. And then Global, the new LRO software will also have a connection to Global so that they can look at it. But we can have multiple LROs, but at least we have one that is under our control now. And that's going to make life so much better.
I'm actually meaning like those that do generate the paperwork. There are some, you know, that are generating the paperwork themselves. And will they have to use the software or
nope.
generate paper?
No.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify because I know some that's their business.
Right, so Max Taylor's documents can still go on there because then you're just doing publishing. But the recording and the publishing are two separate things. So the forms, if they would like to get them out of the document generator from stand-up, they can. Or if they would like to go to Max, they can. Or if they have their own, they can. And then they could just get them to you, get them recorded, and then the publishing on the LRO is a separate process.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that. I yield.
Okay, let me unmute Tara tomorrow. Oh, Rocky, would you mind unmuting Tamara because she can't unmute herself?
I did. That's why I asked her if she can unmute. There she goes.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, hi, Tamara. Okay. All righty. Well, we've got enough votes for stand-up, so we're a yes and a go for stand-up, so I'll let Karen know. And the next thing is, do we want to adopt the elections handbook? And we need that to host our elections. My goal was to have elections next week, but I don't think it's going to work out because I don't even have everybody's forms. However, what we can say is that we could just postpone our elections for a month. We still have our elections handbook. And in the meantime, that'll get our ballot situation going with stand-up, because by then we should have that adopted. And also, we can do all appointments. So every office can just be appointed. And when you appoint the office, it's pro tem. And we're all pro tem anyway until we get stood up. So the elections is, I don't want to say it's just a formality because they're very important, but anyway. So can we have a vote for the elections handbook? Are all people affirming the elections handbook? Raise your hand. Okay. And I'm going to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay, so 18 yes for the elections handbook. Any, put your hands down, any no's for the election handbook? Oh, Kathy Valentine is a no for the election handbook, or is your hand just still up? Oh, there you go. Okay. No no's. Okay, great. No no's. And abstain for the election handbook. Okay, no abstains. Great. All right, is there any other comments or new business? Okay, we're going to move on to the Nevada Assembly general meeting with the business meeting.
Okay, the county one's over now.
Yes.
And I have to read the business again.
Yeah, so do you want to shut that recording off and restart it?
It doesn't. I just have to split it.
Okay. Thank you,
Matthew. We're going to start the state meeting now. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric and public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today that is a member of an agency of the law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency's presence? Is there any response to this decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today meeting that is a member of the agency of a law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the decision for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the evidence for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, the state meeting's open.
Thank you, Rocky. I appreciate it. Okay, so you've got on the top of the agenda here, honest notes for Rocky. So take it away, Rocky.
Okay. What I want to talk about is the other day I actually got a I'm trying to pull up the deal here. What it is, I got an email, me and Sue got an email from Anna discussing coordinators, okay? And I'm going to share that email with you guys so that you could see. What went on? Can you guys see that? See my screen?
Yes.
Okay, if you lead at the top, the subject is clarifying, please. And it says, from Anna Von Reitz, and it's to Sue and Rocky. It says, as you know, coordinators step forward as ASN volunteers, are trained and to take up their task of helping their state get organized. But there are actually two states that are being organized to one degree or another at the same time, the State of the Union, which is what we consider concentrating on right now, and the Union State arising from the counties, which is becoming another focus as counties get organized. It is my understanding that Rocky stepped forward to assist as co-coordinator, has been vetted and so accepted as a coordinator in Nevada. Okay, so let's see if I can zoom that in more so you guys maybe can read it better, because I can see people squinting there. Anyway, this part of it right here is basically Anna's thing saying that I am a coordinator, a co-coordinator in Nevada. So I have got okay from Anna, and was told to Sue that I am working with her. And she goes on to say that this doesn't mean he is the only coordinator in Nevada, which is true. Sue is still a coordinator, and she will work as one. And it says there may have been confusion as to which state he is helping to organize, the State of the Union or the Union State at the county level. It says, I suggest that Nevadans resolve any such confusion by continuing to call the State of the Union Assembly the Nevada Assembly, and call the Union State Assembly the Nevada Union State Assembly. Then she's telling Sue, she goes, please talk to him and iron out things out so everyone knows what is going on. Everyone in Nevada is eligible to participate as part of the population of the Union State at the county level, and the State of the Union level, which is the state, or both. So, and then it goes on and says, as a coordinator or treasurer of the Banking Committee of the Nevada State of the Union, Rocky can serve as a GFG bank contact. Okay, so basically she's also telling Sue that I can be the bank, and we basically voted on that. So, she's giving the GFG the okay that I can be the person in the contact. So we have that too. I am waiting right now to get the okay from GFG. I haven't got all of the information yet from them. The other thing is Anna was talking about the states, the two states. This was basically the one that article she put out just here lately, like last week, talking about the two states. Basically, in that document I just read you, she explained it to Sue that she understands that they are two states. And for everybody to know, this is another little training for everybody to realize that you have the county, and then when the county stands up, they stand up the Union State. And that's where we pick our delegates to actually go to the state, the international state. So basically the one state is the national state, which is Nevada. And how Anna basically says it in here, it's basically like it's like a quilt. You know how the quilt has the backing on it that holds the quilt together, and then you have all the little pieces. All the little pieces is the counties. The back of it is the national state, which is what our state is, Nevada State. Now, the international state, which is what we've been building, and that's the four pillars and all that, that's the other state. And that's the one that Sue and them have been building, and I've been helping them build that too. And that's where we have our militia, and our international business assembly. All of those are the international state of Nevada. Okay, so that's how you can determine which state you're in. Are you in the Nevada state, the Union state? or are you in an international state? Okay? So with that said, I'm going to stop sharing this, and then we can go on to the next step. And also, anybody that does, if anybody has any questions about that, you can ask it now, and I'll answer whatever you want. Since nobody's talking, I'll say one other thing is, like I said, tomorrow Sue is going to do a training course or whatever on basically how to build assembly, whatever. The documents that she's using are 3 to 4 years old, and they've actually really kind of changed. And what she's going to discuss, because I went through and looked at it, she's going to try to say that the state has control over the counties. That is not true. There's been in the last 3 to 4 months, and as stated several times, that the county has the most power. And out of the county, the sheriff has the most power as the peacekeeper in that county. So the state, you know, the jurisdictions, the county and the union state are over the international state. So they have the most power. So, you know, it's, if you guys want to, go ahead and get on the meeting tomorrow with Sue, if you want any of that kind of training, whatever, and kind of see what she says. But, again, she's using older documents. She's also going to come up with this document I just showed you about the two states. And then she found another older document that kind of is supposed to say that's wrong or something. But I don't know. It's what she's going to train. But if we need to, we need to be on that call to see what she's going to say. But, again, she is still a coordinator. She's been put on notice to make sure that she's working with me. So far, I've tried contact her. She will not contact me back. The deal is we can't work together or do things and get things going as multiple coordinators. You know, it's like Tamara has been working with me is, you know, a lot. We talk a lot about different things and how to do things, and it's kind of sad right now she cannot talk. But again, you know, it's, we got to stay open, and everybody's got to have a chance. You know, this is like Anna says, you know, everybody that stands up and does their paperwork are part of this assembly, and we have to welcome everybody. I mean, we're all in this together. And that's all I'm going to say about this part. If anybody wants to talk, go ahead.
Rocky, would you mind if I interject? So I found out a few days ago that Lisa Schaefer in Ohio, 2 years ago, they took a vote on a coordinator, and they voted the coordinator off before they were stood up. So for Lisa Schaefer to withhold that information about how to vote off a coordinator, it's, for one thing, it's not in any of her Ohio handbooks. I looked today. And also, they did it. And I have a witness that they did it. So I've heard time and again various coordinators say, you know, the Federation is only the one that can fire you and hire you. Ohio did it. So,
but I yield. One of the Thursday night calls, I don't know if it's the last one or the one before, but Anna stated that she is the only one that the assemblies can't vote in or vote out a coordinator, mm-hmm. that it comes from the Federation because they're Federation hired. So that mm-hmm. means that because she accepted me, whatever, then that means I'm Federation hired, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's where it goes. But once Ohio stood up, the coordinators go away, and then you got the chairman.
Right.
So in any case, that's probably how the coordinators left, because once they stood up, then coordinators are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it switches.
Can I say something?
All right.
Can I say something?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say something? As long as we continue to build up our assembly, which is going to be thriving here soon, folks, I'm telling you, I can see it, I feel it. As long as we continue to become stronger and go by what we know that Anna has spoken and that she's verified with us, we have all the cards on our field. All we have to do is continue forward with the guidance of God, the guidance of the Lord, and trust in each other and continue moving forward, because we're not going anywhere. This is us, and we're just going to get nothing but stronger. What happens up there still, it can be, you know, we're trying to continue to welcome them in. One thing we've instructed them is to quit calling us a district assembly and address that as, well, we are not, I repeat, not a district assembly. So we're moving forward, and we're chopping off chafe as we go. We just have to continue to be strong and continue to work together, you know, and I'm not going to say to follow Rocky, but the guidance that we have from the top, Rocky and our crew, is definitely anointed to take the flak and keep moving forward, because brighter days are coming, folks. We just need to stick together and continue to be, you know, graceful for them up there, too. That's my view. And, you know, sooner or later, you know, we like to just believe that we can all just work together with them. But if we just continue to keep building our assembly, thank you, Denise, too. The whole model county thing is just brilliant. We're freaking killing it. And continue to move forward. I yield. Thank you.
Okay, with what Keith just said about the district assemblies, on the last Thursday night call, I asked Anna about the district assembly. And what her answer to that is, if you have done your paperwork and you are an ASN or an ASC, right, and you brought yourself back to the land, you're not a district assembly. A district assembly is a de facto thing. Anything with the word district in it means the other government. But if you have pulled yourself out of that government and became a, you know, an ASN or ASC and pulled yourself here, you're not part of that. So there's no way that they can call you that, because you are not that. You're not in a district assembly. You're in the Nevada Assembly. Anyway, Jennifer, you want to talk?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hello. So I watched Anna last night. Can you hear me okay?
Can hardly hear you, Jennifer. Can you get closer?
Can you hear me better now?
Not really. Can you talk louder?
Can you hear
Come
me
on,
now?
Yell at us.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
I know she can talk louder.
Raise the volume.
Okay, can Calm you hear down, me Mom. Now? No? It's my computer. Okay.
Go ahead and we'll listen as close as we can.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I listened to Anna last night, and what she was saying is that the land is the state, and the state needs to be strong and support the soil, which the soil is the counties. So my issue is that if the state's not going to work with us, then how are we supposed to stay strong? Because she said if the state is not strong, if the state is not strong, the land is not strong, and supports the counties, then it's never going to work. So what are we going to do about that?
Well, let me chime in here. So PKTF, I have written several proposals to PKTF about how we can strengthen the state and build up the county faster, and PKTF is on it. I can also tell you that there's a lot of static right now because of some various things going on with, I guess, Federation level leadership. So hopefully that'll all get put to rest very soon. I sent an email today to PKTF. I don't know if you all remember watching that vetting video from Paul Pappas. We were, you know, it was going around in February about how vetting is an opinion. You know, there's 5,000 emails and text messages and everything else about vetting. And Louise has spent hours, actually weeks, discussing vetting and vetting. And at the end of the day, the vetting is an opinion. So I have proposed to her, and I gave her all the ammo she needs. If vetting is just an opinion, then can we get some Federation vetting leads and get them here in the county and start doing their own vetting? Because as I mentioned to her, if we have to keep going through the state to continue this, we have people that have not been vetted in 8 to 10 months, okay? It's taken 8 to 10 months They've never even gotten a call. There's no information. And they have plenty of time to be going off, doing the wrong thing, going the crazy train on the district assembly, and let's annihilate, nullify Rocky and Denise. They have all kinds of hours and time for that, but they don't have time for vetting. And additionally, they turned somebody into a state militia commander. He was on the call for 45 minutes last Thursday, and I put a link in there, and he said 10 times that, you know, he doesn't like this and he doesn't like that, and, you know, it was ridiculous what went on. But the bottom line is we do not ask the opinion of federal government employees how to run our American government, and they are all federal government employees. So we have that proof. So I do have a formal complaint now with PKTF. Boyd is looking into that. And, you know, I'm disappointed. We have been bringing this to the attention of the leadership in PKTF, not Louise, but other people, since January. So from January to June, they had no time to look at federal government employees running the assemblies. Mm-hmm. So I'm really done with that program, and we need some answers. And the duplicity of, well, it's Monday, so it's good, and Tuesday it's bad, we cannot have this kind of chaos. So I do believe it will get resolved quickly, because we have Louise, and Anna is starting to see that she was lied to about a lot of things. Of course, the real Anna. I'm talking about the real Anna. The real Anna knows that she was lied to now, okay? So we will continue to see how that develops, and that's all I have to say about it.
Okay, let me explain a little bit more about what Jennifer said. Basically, what she said, if you guys didn't hear, is that Anna talked about that if the state is not strong, then the counties are not strong too. And the way that it was said, I don't think is correct, because what we're supposed to be doing is, while we're building up the state, we are building up our counties. Because if you're in the state, you're in a county, okay?
Right.
Our goal is to get all of the counties up and running, not just Clark County. Mm-hmm. We need every one of them standing up so that we can get our union state standing up too, okay? Once we get the union state standing up, that forms the international state. But we have to have the international state in session, which it is, but we have to have it with its four pillars so that when we do bring up the counties and move into that, they're there for us to be there, right? So the international state, because they're a federation, cannot tell Nevada state, the counties, and the union state what to do. Remember, we go people, towns, counties, states, international states, federation. So that is the jurisdiction in the process. So our goal right now is to get as many counties as we can on board, and also building the state at the same time. So we got to get this moving. And the deal is all of us here, it's going to take all of us to do this. And basically, we got to move forward on that. So with that said, we're going to move on to the next piece.
Okay. Do we have a state militia report from Shallon?
Shallon,
can you turn on your microphone?
Yeah,
there you go.
Hi,
Shallon.
Hello. Yeah, I actually got all that stuff transferred so that me and my son, we should probably have the badge stuff done probably tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As far as I tried getting a hold of Mindy and trying to figure something out, and I haven't heard anything from her, and I've just been super busy with trying to get some of this craziness out of the way so I could focus more on doing this. I don't really have anything right now.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hopefully
we'll see that badge next week.
Yeah, no, it should be done. Depending, I might be able to get it done tonight. It's on my son, but I got all the different pictures and everything that needs to be put into it with the dates and
okay.
Yeah, all the lettering and everything else. And we'll do a couple different colors and fonts or whatever, and we could vote on what's official.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shallon. I appreciate it. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to just wipe. Oh, go ahead.
Shallon, just get it to us so that we can get it into the next meeting so people can look at it.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Will do. Yeah, no, once I get it drafted out, it's not hard. My kid's super, he's a whiz with this stuff. He could change all, like how the other badge that we were looking at, how we could pick which colors we thought were more bolder or stuck out and stuff like that. We could, it wouldn't take much to get a few different ideas.
Okay, just make sure it has open edges. It can't be a closed-in circle.
Open it. Okay.
No border circle. I have to have, like, breaks in it.
Right. Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Banking really quick. Oh, I'm sorry. Shallon, you have anything else? Okay.
No, we're good.
Okay. Banking really quick. I'll just repeat what I did for the county meeting. Anna is looking at taking over some multi-transnational banks. GFD is working on the user interface for currency exchange. The exchange process is going to probably be a two-page user interface. We will get training on that. And as soon as I get this training stuff in, Kathy had very nicely stepped forward to help us out with training or learning GFG so that she could help other people. But we just don't have the information yet.
Yeah,
and then also, if you want to be a vendor, we're going to have to redo our vendor accounts. That's what I have.
One more on that is, as soon as I get the contact information from GFG, anything that I get, I'm going to try to get it to you guys as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if not, we'll bring it up in the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The meetings are going to be, you know, from now on, every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, just so everybody knows. If there's something pressing that tries to stop us from doing it again, then we'll have to move it. But at this point, it's Tuesdays, every Tuesdays at 6 o'clock.
Okay, exciting. And then just a quick repeat on the indemnity bond. Please get me I have the list of questions. Hopefully those will all get answered by Thursday. I can email everybody, and you can decide if you want to do it. And we're sending up our box to the Living Law Firm on on June 11th.
Denise, may I?
Okay.
I don't know if I go through the banking bank account for the state. Is this the proper time, or is that a different?
Yes, please.
Okay. I need something that I need to know. Checking in with for the state banking account. It's I need to know which type of account, the business account, and it goes down, general partnership, you know, limited, blah, 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 corporation, we're not. Nonprofit corporation is on there, but we're not a corporation. Political action committee, I don't see anything that we fall under.
Okay, we are definitely not any of those, because even a PAC has a EIN number, because I have one, so
yeah.
I had to close it. So I guess just call the bank, and we'll have to find out if they're, you know, they'll let us.
That's part of the reason why I need to get this contact with Global, because they will tell us exactly what we need to fill out.
Talking about the credit union.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But they will probably give us information on, because we're not any kind of a company, right?
Right.
We're not a sole proprietorship. We're not any of those things. We're really just kind of like a person. But, I mean, it's really a company, but not. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain because we're just an assembly. It'll be like a club.
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing, and you may want to ask them that kind of thing.
Now, Robert and I did that way back in the day, I mean, when he and I were working on it, because the original accounts, both checking and savings, were in his credit union or bank under his name. And so that's how we got the cashier's checks, closing those accounts. And every bank and credit union that we tried didn't want to have anything to do with this because we didn't. And Craig went with us sometimes and tried to explain, well, what do you do for the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or, mm-hmm. you know, other organizations? And nobody would accept us.
Well, those kind of places like Boy Scouts or whatever, they are a corporation, but they're a nonprofit corporation. Mm-hmm. That's what they call
it. Okay, so under a corporation. Okay.
Yeah, but see, we're not a corporation. That's where the problems are. That's the reason why I'm hoping that sometime this week Global will get in contact with me, and then I can ask them these questions when we, you know, how do we open the credit union or what do we need to tell them? What kind of papers do we need? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
I don't know. I'll just keep trying to gather information, too, and then we'll get together.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. Hi, Tom.
Hey, this is Tom, Clark County. For opening that bank account, all you need to do, I believe, is just get an EIN. You don't register the LLC papers or whatever type of structure it is that you guys want to do in setting this up. It can be a trust. It can be LLC papers. But you don't register with them the state. You can still get an EIN. That EIN is what you register with the bank to open up the bank account. And you can do whatever you need to do.
Well, we did have Robert and I got that. And they wouldn't accept us, I guess, because of the type of organization we were.
Well, it doesn't matter about what you, if you're an LLC in your paperwork or you're a private trust in your paperwork, you're just opening a bank account. There's no reason for a bank to deny you on opening a bank account.
Okay, well, I will. Well, we'll still wait for Rocky, but that's good to hear.
Yeah, what kind of structure did you want to set that up under? A trust or?
I don't know. That may be a question I need to ask Dan this Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, figure that out, and then we'll get an EIN for the structure of whatever this is on how you're setting it up, and then that's all you need to open the bank account.
Okay.
Okay, I yield.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Are you going to check into the EIN, or is Michelle?
No, you just go on the IRS website, get an EIN, or you can even call in and get one. It just depends on what structure you want.
We cannot have any EIN number at all. We cannot cross that
bridge. Anna did talk about getting an EIN number, but as I forgot the exact thing. That's why I need to talk to her.
Well, yes, you can get an EIN. The hinge is you don't register the structure, the LLC or the trust, whatever the paperwork is, the structure, you don't register that with the state. When you don't register with the state, it remains a private entity.
Okay.
A private entity is allowed to get an EIN. Once you register it with the state, then you become a public entity. And that is what we do not want. Then we become de facto. We need to remain private.
Okay.
That is the difference.
I love that. Thank you. We have so much talent on this assembly. It's crazy. Okay, and then just to kind of close the meeting, I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at the slides on the state's agenda, but I do want to let you know that PKTF is rolling out a new federation program. I'm going to be involved with it, but they did let us know that Trump, it is true, that Trump was hired as the commander-in-chief by ANA before, as he was outgoing president commander-in-chief, and our fiduciary hired him, so he couldn't relinquish his post after losing the 2020 election for commander-in-chief. He is our employee. Our International State Assembly should be communicating with him to direct him to send down orders to his governors, Solicitor General, Department of Justice, and Department of State to capitulate. And he knows exactly what it means. And PKTF has a capitulation process. Louise is an amazing strategist. So when I hear people in our state leadership say that they don't want PKTF or PKTF's not welcome in our state. What they're saying is that they don't, they're hoping that we remain a district. So that just can't happen. And I yield. Anything else? Oh, Tom, I'm sorry.
You're freezing up. You're freezing up. I'm just letting you know there's somebody else, some other freezing you.
Tom's hand is up.
I think you just didn't take it down yet, I think. Sorry, Tom, I don't know.
Okay. That's true. Okay, cool. All right. Is there anything else? Okay. Well, I think that's it. Thank you, everybody. And hopefully next week we'll have some better banking news.
Go for a motion for adjourn.
Yes.
Does somebody do a motion to adjourn?
I do.
Second?
I motion to adjourn.
Everybody say aye.
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 Okay, meeting's over. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rocky.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.